retirement is easy, I don't know.
We are joined in the media center after the Denso Spark Plugs 4 Wide Nationals at the Strip in Las Vegas. Our pro stock winner, Bo Butner. Bo defeated Matt Hartford in the final round, as well as Greg Anderson and Jason Lyne. It is his third win in 4 races, most recently the 50th Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals. Crew chiefs Daryl Herron, Rob Downing, Dave Connolly all on board. Of course, starting the race as the points leader, Bo Butner going out there, number one qualifier, and winning the race once again. Great decision to come out of retirement. Why are you so successful here at the start of 2019?
There's no reason other than I learned back in the early 90s when I started chasing the world and stuff, and all the classes, can't be a lazy winner. So we come back, the wind light's off now. And that's what my crew chief, Daryl Herron, would say. And time for the next race. So we've got to work hard. But I'm with the best team, Joe. I mean, look, I'm in the final with Greg and Jason. I mean, we're like three brothers, and they're special, but I'm normal. But it's just great to get that with Ken. We would have loved to have had a fourth KB car, which we could have. But just worked out to be a good day, and just very, very, very blessed. Can't complain.
You have been really strong at the start of the season, even in comparison to your teammates, just getting down the racetrack. The Gainesville win was kind of magical and cosmic with Randy Lynn winning. You even said, you know, you didn't think you deserved it, but the Cosmos kind of gave it to you. This one you deserved. There was no doubt. Just tell me about the weekend and some of the great performances, including those qualifying runs that were off the charts.
Yeah, the class is so tight and it's tough, but we made a very good qualifying run in Q2. We always had the car, and it showed it at every race at one time or another. We haven't qualified number one every race, but it's just so close, and I don't know. It was supposed to be today, and it's like it did in Gainesville. But we're ready to move on, and I hate we have a few weeks off because we're kind of on a roll. So hopefully we can come back. We're coming back with a 19 Camaro, so it's going to have a different body, and hopefully it acts as nice to us as this one was.
Triple hole shot, something you don't hear every day. And I don't know if that was the first one, but I am under the impression triple hole shot, the rarest of the rare in the sport of drag racing.
Yeah, actually, Brett Kepner, a good friend of mine, just texted me, and he said that's like the most awesome thing I've ever done because he's just an old bracket racer. But that's probably we had a fast car. I'm sure my car was as fast or faster than the other three. I just might have rolled in a little deeper. So, yeah, it's a stat for the stat man, but I don't know. It's cool, but I'm just happy our win light came on.
Questions for Bo Butner from members of the media. Yes, sir.
Seriously, though, as you get to the line and the wind light is on, did the thought of the times and what the hole shot and achieving the way you did that cross your mind? Is like, whoa.
Where I'm different than like Greg or Jason, they're engine guys. They work every day to make us power. Hartford's kind of an engine guy. All I care about is wind lights. I don't care what it takes. I knew in high gear that I was a little bit ahead of Greg, but Greg was coming on me. You can see that just a little bit. But I knew I got there before Greg, but you can't see the other side. So then you're instantly staring at that flashing light. So he came on, and of course our day got happy.
Next question, members of the media.
Bo, you're an avid sportsman racer, and now we have some time before we race Pro Stock again. Are you going to be doing any sportsman racing to stay sharp?
Absolutely. I've just got a few texts because Randy Lynn and I are actually still going to Houston, even though we don't have Pro Stock, just to kind of hang out and sell some T-shirts. But I've got a few calls. They're asking me to drive some Super Stock cars or stockers. So I think I might take next weekend off and hang out with some of our friends in Texas, just enjoy the time and sell some shirts. So, I love it. And, yes, I'm going back to the factory shootout car. I'm very disappointed in the way we showed up in Gainesville and did not qualify. So did a lot of work there. We'll be testing the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday after Houston, and whatever we have to do to be competitive in that, that's where we'll show up at Charlotte with that.
And you went deep in the rounds in Super Stock as well. You were doing double duty out here this weekend. What happened in that car?
Me? I haven't done that. There's no excuse. I just took too much stripe. I didn't crush the tree. I was hitting the tree very good all weekend, very happy. I had a trouble, believe it or not, me having trouble going red. Usually I'm a little late, but I had trouble getting the car to work, but that's an awesome car. Frank and Jim Gross asked me to come drive it again, and it's just a cool car. It's fast. I mean, it's a big block 454 in a little bitty Pontiac, and it outruns like some of the modified cars I drove, so it's pretty amazing. It's a good car, and I'm sure that car will win a lot of races.
You obviously know Greg and Jason a lot better than me, but what do they say to you when you get out of the car at the top end and you beat them out with pretty equal power?
I think Greg takes it really hard. It doesn't matter who it is. I don't care who it is. Jason's happy. I mean, but Greg's car ran very, very good there, and they've been really struggling to make that car go A to B because he has a fast car. And I think he's got confidence now. I mean, we all get that way. You get bummed. There's nothing you can do to win. But we're on a very, very huge lucky streak. And that's what he tells me. And of course, I get a punch in the arm real hard from him. But Jason's just happy. He's just always happy to be here. But it was a great day for KB Racing, Ken and Judy. So they're amazing people.
Are you on the scale of 1 to 10, how big is this lucky streak right now?
Man, it's got to be way over 10. I mean, it's crazy. I just feel like we just show up, but we still have to do our job, and the guys can't make any mistakes in the pits. And I've never had that feeling that, hey, did my guys not do something or did we do something incorrect? So that helps a lot. So all I have to do is go in there and try to be a bracket racer and do the same thing.
So you're not going to run Houston next week. You'll be back for which one?
We'll be back actually racing the Charlotte, the factory shootout.
I was going to ask, 2 years ago, you know, you came here runner-up against Tanner Gray, and at that point, that was literally the opposite of how you guys are right now, where it felt like literally you couldn't do anything but runner-up at these places. And now, I mean, how does it feel to be in that opposite spot right now?
You just have to learn how to win. I mean, and don't take it for granted. We might have not won another round all year. You don't know. This is the toughest class, in my opinion, that I've ever stepped foot in. I've ran a lot of classes. So if I was telling you I missed Tanner, I'd be lying. But, no, he and I text all the time, and I've got a couple of his crew guys, and I can see why Tanner did well.
Final questions. Bo, thank you very much. Congratulations on your win here at the Denso 4 Wide Nationals.
Thank you.